So I'm Bill Kennedy, graduated in 1974.
I'm Jeff Holter, I also graduated in 74.
Greg Smith, 1974.
It just seems like yesterday we were looking at old geezers coming into...
Half a century.
Looking at the campus like, oh man, someday we're going to be them. Now we are.
Yeah. Figure we better come back now because, you know, you never know.
Yeah. This image was from our archives of the Phoenix, and they called the class of 1974 the Year of the Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
I think that Alden Marin is the one that initiated that, and it was referenced to a song. He would know exactly the lyrics and everything, and he shared those with us, I think, at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But the junior year, 1973, was pretty topsy-turvy here. There was a lot of people that were...
We got beat up pretty bad.
Yeah. Eliminated from the campus and whatnot. And we were determined to rise above it all. And we have. We are.
Yeah. Continue to.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the memories that stand out from your time on the Mesa? It can be teachers, people, just memories with your classmates.
Groping for avocados in the middle of the night to supplement her diet.
The greatest adventure was Zach Crane and I would get up at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings and we would grab our boards. We'd walk past the faculty houses, terrified that a dog would bark, and we'd get busted. And we would walk about 3.5 miles to Rincon. And we would get some majestic waves all to ourselves before the crowd showed up. We would be completely dehydrated, fried, hungry, and walk all the way back. And then come to Sunday dinner and just ravage the table and leave nothing for anybody else. But it was really difficult, but one of the greatest adventures of our lives. So... it was awesome.
Yeah, the Dawn Patrol at Rincon.
The Rincon Dawn Patrol.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about a bunch of this stuff. We really were fortunate that Mr. Kate was still alive when we were here at school, and he was part of our life to a certain extent here. He had a great swimming pool, the only swimming pool that we had access to, and he had some good wisdom for us. I think that one of the things that's come out in our reunion years, not just this year, but the more and more we're away from each other, the whole dynamic of mental health and how prevalent mental health issues were when we were here and are today. And we're very fortunate that we're able to gather up as many of our classmates as we can because some of them aren't able to be here because of mental health issues.
You mentioned that Mr. Kate was here mm-hmm. during your time here. Tell me a little bit about Mr. Kate. What was he like? Do you remember any mannerisms or even things he said? Or, you know, tell me about Mr. Kate.
He was always wearing a hat.
Very proper.
Don't forget to clean between your toes. That's what he always would say. We didn't see him much.
He walked with a cane, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we... our class got pretty beat up in terms of disciplinary committee hearings and things of that nature. So there was a lot of disruption in the force, shall we say.
Yeah.
Which I think was, as Bill mentioned, the seeds of the Phoenix.
My recollection is I was really glad that I got to come here to go to school. It's a great education, and I was really glad that I was leaving.
Yeah, I'll follow that sentiment. We did get a good education, and so we might have traded off some other things, but we got that.
One of the things that help folks get through sort of a challenging time or a challenging moment is often... people, right? And so I'm sure you leaned on one another, but there might have been possibly teachers or advisors or adults in this community that might have been support systems to you in that time? Could you think of any?
Probably Roberto Oliveira was the only one I can think of. And maybe Paul Dennison.
Yeah.
Tell Michael me about Michael Caponegro.
Yeah.
He was only here for a year, but
yeah,
he was in the science department. And then Hans Summers, our physics professor.
If you could go back in time and say something to yourself, either, I don't know, 2 weeks after graduation, right? What would you say to yourself?
2 weeks after graduation. I'm glad I'm out.
Yeah. What advice would you give knowing what you know today, 50 years post-graduation?
No, I wish I'd grown up faster. Yeah, I was pretty immature.
Yeah, I think, personally, when I left here, I didn't want to go to anything but a big public university. Mm. And I might have reconsidered that decision if I had it to do over again. Mm.
But we both did. I went to the University of Hawaii and you went to the University of
Oregon.
Oregon. And then onward. Yeah, I don't think that we were following the Ivy League.
No, no. But we certainly had the model. Preparation, you know. We were on the path to do those things had we chosen. But, you know.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had a really difficult time with education in Hawaii because so many of the professors were trained in Japan.
Hmm.
And there wasn't room for dialogue in the classroom. And we had that here.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't part of the formula at the University of Hawaii. That was a really tough thing. And then plus, being a minority was probably the best education I ever got.
Yeah, yeah. But, I thought that the classes here were tougher than most of the college classes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There was a lot more demanded of you.
Mm-hmm.
Very regimented. I mean, the life here was very regimented. Mm-hmm. Chores in the morning.
I think one thing that I reflect on that was turned out to be really important for me and I think several of my other classmates, it was the Vesper services we had once a week and the chapel services we had on Sundays. They're very broad and diverse, but they were addressing our spiritual awareness. And I think that gets forgotten with young people these days, how important it is to have a strong spiritual offering.
At least an exposure.
Yeah.
What keeps you connected to Kate today?
Quality of education.
Friends.
And friends.
Yeah.
But it's an institution where you get a damn good education. And you make friends. But, and it's a beautiful geographic location.
Can't beat it.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't appreciate it when we were here. Because we hadn't seen what other schools look like.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about how much development is going on here at the campus. Lots of capital improvements, which is impressive. I really hope that sometime that can be, you know, it can be what it is. And like when we were here, there wasn't a whole lot of construction going on. We were looking forward to a pool.
Yeah, I walked through the old gym coming up here today, and it hasn't changed. Now there may be a newer gym.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, but that thing is, yeah, that brought back memories.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot to take care of here. I mean, the physical plant. I was talking to some of the yard people and the groundskeepers, and you know, they have a lot of work to do. And I think that there needs to be some more attention to taking care of what we have here.
Yeah, and I think the fact that it wasn't co-ed when we were here was definitely a detriment. But it was what it was.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the best thing that could have happened to me at that time in my life, but it was not the real world.
Yeah, in that sense, it certainly wasn't the real world.
Yeah. But then we wouldn't hitchhike up to Monterey for a weekend today.
You take the good and the bad, you know, so.